You're listening to SBS News.
Put that needle down.
All done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
All right, I just got my vaccine. And I will recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
Hollywood star and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger receives his first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The 73-year-old Terminator star attended a vaccination clinic at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Meanwhile, in a redecorated Oval Office at the White House in Washington, US President Joe Biden signed dozens of executive orders and announced an updated national response plan. While preparing a new strategy, he says it was shocking to discover the true scale of the crisis he inherited.
Hospitals are out of beds. Businesses are closed for good. Schools are caught in between. And while the vaccines provide so much hope, the rollout has been a dismal failure thus far. So, I understand the despair and frustration of so many Americans and how they're feeling. I understand why many governors, mayors, county officials, tribal leaders feel like they're left on their own without a clear national plan to get them through the crisis.
The country's pandemic response is Mr. Biden's priority. The new plan features a national pandemic testing board, a health equity task force, mandated mask wearing in specific settings, more COVID-19 testing clinics, protection for frontline workers, and increased PPE supplies. Mr. Biden warned that deaths from COVID-19 will top 500,000 in the next month, and it will take time for the situation to improve.
Things are going to continue to get worse before they get better. We didn't get into this mess overnight, and it's going to take months for us to turn things around. We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic. And to a nation waiting for action, help is on the way.
Amazon.com have offered operational assistance to Mr. Biden's administration with efforts involving the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Mr. Biden is trying to hold to his promise to deliver 100 million doses of the vaccine in his first 100 days of office.
We're in a national emergency, and it's time we treat it like one. There are moments in history when more is asked of a particular generation, more is asked of us as Americans than other times. We are in that moment now. History is going to measure whether we're up to the task. I believe we are. The health of the nation is literally at stake. It's not hyperbole.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he feels liberated to be working with new colleagues.
I mean, obviously, I don't want to be going back, you know, over history, but it was very clear that there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact. The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it, let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
In the United Kingdom, new regulations state that anyone who attends house parties of over 15 people will be fined at least $1,100 starting from next week. Amid a new lockdown, almost 5 million people have been vaccinated, with a record 363,000 people receiving their first dose in the last 24 hours. Prime Minister Boris Johnson hailed the rollout.
As we get the vaccination program out there, as we continue to expand, and I think we're up to 4.6 million people today, 5 million jabs, we've got to observe the lockdown, the stay-at-home message, protect each other. That's absolutely crucial in what is unquestionably going to be a tough few weeks ahead.
European Union leaders have met to discuss a collective response to infectious coronavirus variants and the slow rollout of vaccines. Commission spokesman Christian Wiegand says border closures need to be resolved.
We need better coordination of measures, and any restriction of free movement must be proportionate, non-discriminatory, and clearly communicated to citizens. The blanket closures of borders in this situation makes no sense.
The Netherlands will impose its first nighttime curfew since World War II in a bid to stop the spread of COVID-19. Lebanon and Northern Ireland have extended lockdowns for another 4 weeks. The Italian government has advised lawyers to consider legal action against Pfizer after the pharmaceutical company announced delays in delivering pre-ordered COVID-19 vaccines to Europe. French officials are recommending people wear surgical masks in public, not fabric face coverings. And in Rome, A new hug door initiative in hospitals allows COVID-19 patients to see and hug their family members during limited visiting times. Nurse Julia Giuliani says it is a major part of the healing process for patients.
The idea came from me and my colleague here, David, because we were realizing more and more that our patients were feeling always more alone, sad, even though we're part of a big team here. We also realized that the technology with the video calls and the regular calls were not enough anymore.
A large fire has destroyed a COVID-19 vaccine storage facility in India, killing 5 people. A hospital in Russia is using Chinese martial arts to help COVID-19 patients with their recovery. Doctors in Moscow say practicing Tai Chi improves ventilation and drainage of the patient's lungs during and after the illness. And in Africa, Jackson Mthembu, a central figure in communicating the South African government's response to the pandemic, has died of complications from coronavirus. He was 62 years old. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.